What is active recall and how effective is it? Well, if you believe the hype, active recall is better than reading, but better than highlighting. Crushes just listening and is better than watching. A technique that helps you remember better than any other strategy. And if you want to improve your students' grade, the best place to start is to incorporate active recall method into your teaching. So, what is exactly active recall? Active recall is the process of remembering information. It is an efficient way to moving information from short-term to long-term memory, so that you can easily draw it again when you need it most, such as for an assessment or exam. So the theory goes that if you want to remember a fact, don't just read it, don't reread it, don't just underline or highlight it. Close your eyes and try to recall it without looking it up in your notes or online. If you can successfully do so, you have used active recall. If not, look it up, learn it, and then try it again. So, what is the difference between review and recall? The key to using active recall for effective study is by making a distinction between recall and review, which I'm going to do now. Peer review. This is the step prior to using active recall. You can't practice remembering something unless you know it and understand it well enough to remember it. For example, if you ask your students in what year was the Enabling Act passed, they probably wouldn't be able to answer that without first being able to identify what the Enabling Act is and where that actually fits into the bigger picture. So I'll come to Germany now to get a bit of context. This is reviewing. Something you do when you can't quite remember something. Your fallback position. Reviewing is the first step to using active recall. And second is recall. Okay, this is the step where you focus on remembering without using any additional notes or tools, driving only your memory. It is also where many students struggle, because we don't often practice how actually commit information to our memory. If your students can't remember something without researching for clues or looking it up, then they are not recalling it. Get them to go back to step one and try it again. This distinction separates success and failure. Only when you separate review and recall are you calling on your memory to remember what you have previously learned, and no doubt stored somewhere in the recess of your brain. Okay, active recall versus passive review. Active recall works because it is based on the principle that in order to learn and remember your material, you need to stimulate your brain to recall something from your long-term memory. But how do you actually do that? Repeated testing, repeated asking yourself a question and then challenging it to your brain to retrieve the answer is an interactive exercise, which moves information from your short-term to long-term memory. Once the information is stored in your long-term memory, that's when you can successfully recall it at some point in the future. If you only passively review your material, the information won't transfer as readily, so you may not be able to remember this information as easily, if at all, in the future.